You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today we're joined by Neil Helsop, OBE, the Chief Executive of the Charities Aid Foundation Group, to discuss a new piece of research into what the public thinks of charities using AI. Neil, thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here, David. Thank you.
So first of all, artificial intelligence is a massive topic at the moment. Where did the idea for this piece of research come about?
You're absolutely right. It's a massive topic and it's incredibly current and topical. And one of the things that we were very interested to understand is what are the attitudes of the public concerning risks and opportunities in different parts of the world to AI itself and what it meant for charities or not-for-profits around the world. And we were keen to get a sense of what donors, either existing or potential, might be thinking about when thinking about the topic.
And when you were thinking of charities and nonprofits using artificial intelligence, what kind of examples were you using as the foundation for your research?
Well, what we did was, obviously it's such a big topic and we didn't want to just present people with a complete blank sheet of paper. So what we did was we polled about 6,000 people in 10 different countries and we presented to half of those people first seven different opportunities and then followed by seven different risks. And for the other half of the participants, we presented those things the other way around to try and get a sense of how people felt about the balance of those risks and opportunities. Each of those seven were pretty varied. So one might be in terms of faster disaster response. One might be in terms of the opportunity to reduce administrative or operating costs. And in terms of risks, we know that many people are concerned about data and job losses and so forth. So what we were keen to do was to test how people felt about the balance of risks and opportunities.
And looking at the research now as a finished piece of work, what were some of your main takeaways away from it?
I guess there were a number of quite interesting insights. I would probably summarize for us really three key takeaways. Firstly, and perhaps most importantly, is because of the complexity of the subject and the different stakeholders that a charity or not-for-profit might have, whether that be its donors or its employees or ultimate beneficiaries, there's quite a lot of complexity in that diversity of stakeholders. And therefore, it's going to be critical for any organization to communicate very, very clearly about how it's thinking about AI, if it is using it, in which ways, and really to communicate almost as never before. I think the second key takeaway was while there are enormous opportunities, there are really important risks. And therefore, it's very important for individual organizations to be quite clear-eyed and very strategic about how they're seeking to use artificial intelligence and really to ease themselves into its use in a very managed and thoughtful manner. And I think that the final sort of generic sort of takeaway, if you will, is we believe very strongly that it's very important that AI should not become the privilege of the few, and that while some organizations may have the scale and the resources to allow them to adopt AI more quickly than others, we think it's profoundly important that small organizations right across the sector have the opportunity to receive the support to enable them to get the benefits and manage some of the risks. What we don't want to happen with this new technology is for it to further exacerbate the existing digital divide of those organizations who have access to great new technology and those who don't.
With that in mind, and looking a little bit into the future now, where do you think that these findings leave the sector with regards to AI going forward?
Well, I think that what's really important to recognize about AI is that it is quite unlike any other technology developments previously. And what I mean by that, I think it's quite helpful to frame it through two lenses, if you will. Traditionally, what has happened with major technology developments is that standards have become established, and then based on those standards, solutions have become developed, and then based on those solutions, then scale adoption has happened. And that slightly linear progression of standards, solutions, and then scale has allowed things to happen in quite a managed way. The real difference here with AI is that standard solutions and scale are all happening at the same time. And what that means is that we've got to think very, very differently about how we adopt the technology, recognizing those very important differences. And then secondly, I think it's the second lens to look through is so many of the challenges and problems that charities and not-for-profits are seeking to address, at their very heart, they are about income disparity and about the overcoming of social problems that are fundamentally down to inequalities of opportunity and inequalities of income. And what we're very profoundly conscious of is in an AI world, the opportunity for inequalities of information to emerge is somewhat analogous, and we've got to really guard against that. So I think what I would really say to all leaders of charities is one can feel somewhat overwhelmed by the challenges of today. Many, many organizations are dealing with the triple whammy of falling income, increased costs, and spiraling demand. This level of change around AI can feel a bit overwhelming. However, I think it's because it's so huge in how it's going to change our societies, both from an economic, political, and a social point of view, it's really important that we educate ourselves as to the opportunities and the risks for our individual organizations so that we can seize the opportunities while very carefully managing the risks.
Well, lots to think about there. For now, Neil Heslop, OBE, the Chief Executive of the Charities Aid Foundation Group. Thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, David.